After disease-carrying mosquitoes, fire ants are probably the nation's most despised bugs. They've got a really nasty bite, and they've done all kinds of ecological and agricultural damage. The fire ant is an invasive species that first arrived in Texas in the 1930s and has been spreading ever since. Pest control specialists have tried to kill the fire ants by spraying pesticides and releasing ant-eating bugs, but so far none of that has helped. An article in the journal Ecology suggests a new strategy. Fight the ants by wiping out a different invasive species, the legless mealybug. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
Ken Helms, entomologist at Texas A&M University, says the legless mealybug is easy to ignore.
They actually look like a small piece of lint, to tell you the truth. They're spherical, and they're white and fuzzy, maybe an eighth of an inch across.
Helm says legless mealybugs start out with legs, but lose them after they stick their mouth parts into the roots of their favorite grasses.
From there on out, they just sit there and suck out plant juices.
This is where the fire ants come in. According to Helms, fire ants love the nectar produced by plant-sucking mealybugs. They may love it so much they can't live without it. With fellow entomologist Bradley Vinson, Helms spent years studying fire ant colonies across the state of Texas. He says mealybugs were found in almost all of those colonies. Apparently, the mealybugs and the fire ants have a deal worked out. In return for the nectar, the ants give the mealybugs free use of the ant hill and immunity from attack.
Fire ants are very nasty creatures when anybody messes with their food, and they'll bite and sting and jump at you. And so undoubtedly, they probably provide these mealybugs with some sort of protection, and that probably allows them to establish larger populations than they would without the fire ants.
This paper seems to send a short, blunt message to the people who are trying to slow the spread of fire ants, exterminate the legless mealybug. But actually, it's not that simple. Tom Stolgren, an invasive species specialist with the United States Geological Service, says mealybugs have been common in the United States for at least 100 years, and at present there is still no clear way to control them. He says it might be possible to kill mealybugs by importing a bug-killing pathogen.
The scary part about that scenario is, though, that when the pathogen arrives, it may not be target-specific anymore, and it may also target some native species.
But Helm says there might be another way. Legless mealybugs seem to love to suck the juices out of Bermuda grass in particular. If further research confirms that trend, golf courses and homeowners might consider planting something else. Stolgren says that sounds like a good idea to him. He also says there's a desperate need to look for more of these cozy partnerships between unwanted species, and hopes that it might reveal new ways to attack the zebra mussel, the West Nile virus, and thousands of other imported pests.
Invasive species cost this country over $137 billion a year. That's more than earthquakes, floods, and fires combined.
Efforts to confirm the dining preferences of the mealybug are already underway. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.